Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad about it. It's another wonderful miracle working Wednesday, and we thank and praise God for a wonderful worship day today. Praise the Lamb of God in each of you that's here. A little rainy, overcast, but the Lord is good. He's shining on the inside. Hallelujah. When he's shining on the inside, brothers and sisters, everything is all right. So we thank and praise God for that. I see people in queue. Oh, my goodness. Gracious, thank you, thank you, thank you. What a wonderful day it has been when you can start your day with Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness, it's a wonderful time, a wonderful day, wonderful night, really, just praying. Oh, my God. You know, it's something about this prayer, man, I'm telling you, that just takes you away into dimensions. God just, I really can't even start talking about it. Let me see, I think this is, One of my people, Prophet Darrell, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good this morning, Apostle. How are you?
You are live and on the radio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Not can the camera, but you are on PSM Live. And we are happy to hear your voice today. Is all well, my brother?
All is well. All can be well. You know, I'm just going through a little attack right now, but I'll be all right.
You're going through a little attack, Prophet Dale. You don't go through no attacks without me now. I got to go through the attack with you. Because you go through mine with me. I got to go through yours with you. So you need to be texting me what you attack. Hallelujah. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you go through with us, so we have to go through with you. That's the way we play this game. Yeah. This ain't you pray for me and I don't pray for you, or you support me, I don't support you. We have to play this game right. That's right. That's right. We have to play this game right. Praise the Lamb. And you on the team, man. You on the team. See? That's the way we play that. Praise the Lamb. So when you're ready to share, you let me know. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Wednesday. Wonderful worship Wednesday today. And the saints on the page worshiping already. I just thank God for my daughters and sons who go forth. Praise the Lamb of God on the page. All of our intercessors and administrators. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah for your love today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Carolyn and Lisa and what's that other chap? Madjanice likes to beat me up because she think I forget something, but I don't be forgetting Madjanice. Maggie is my mother's name is Maggie. How am I going to forget that? My mother's name is Maggie, Doc. Hallelujah. So you know she up close and personal. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of them, Lisa, Carolyn, Valerie. Our administrators, praise the Lamb of God, who work so diligently to help us to keep things together. Praise the Lord. Even when I'm away and doing things, they be handling it. And we thank and praise God for that. And then our intercessors who keep us together prayerfully, keep us covered in prayer. Praise the Lord for each of you today. Our Prophet Dale is my friend and brother, and we're going to pray for him today too. Hallelujah. Some of the devil on his back. What is this attack? We don't play that. Praise the Lord. Let me see. I think there's Athelia in queue here. Athelia?
Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, Prophet Sanders.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I be looking at some of y'all, and they be saying like 2 in the morning and 3. Where do y'all go to bed? Do y'all sleep?
Whenever God allows me to.
Lord Jesus. Whatever you all drink, me and Prophet Dale want some. So we want to stay up like we need some of that. Y'all got some of that power. I'm telling you the truth. My goodness. Patience, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, you know. What a wonderful show we had yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm looking for a move of God today also. Praise the Lamb. As we worship God, you know you give your praise report at any time today, anytime, anything jump off that's going to make us worship and praise God. You are in the right place at the right time and can do that with us. We just love the extra. Now, thank you for inbox after the show, but you need to inbox me when the show going on, when I have somebody in queue and I have a young girl down there. I forgot, it really did slip my mind to go back to her because, you know, we wasn't in prophetic mode like that, praise the Lord, and I forgot to go back to that young woman. I hope you call back in, and then we can, you know, see about that child. She was such a precious little something, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
The Lamb. We weren't trying to push her to the side or anything of that nature and make her feel slack. Praise the Lamb of God. I really just it was just oversight on my part. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Shatwan, I believe. How you doing, Shatwan?
I'm doing okay today, Prophet.
Well, that's wonderful. Good to hear that. I still haven't, well, that's another whole matter. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. Your other sister's coming here. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet Darrell.
Hey,
hi, Shatwan.
Hi, Althea.
In here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, you know, man, the Lord was taking me places last night, and I was seeing some things, man. Boy, I know a little bit something about hotels here lately. I've been in these hotels and in these hotel rooms with different ones and what have you. I'm wondering what God is just trying to tell me. I'm finna start traveling or what, but I'm just telling you, boy, it's just been a week or whole since last Friday that's been going on. And, man, I tell you, hallelujah, I don't know what that's all about, Lord Jesus, but we got to get it together for the Lord here when it comes down to the gathering. Hallelujah. It's a couple of another hotel I want to look at. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to the gathering planning and what have you. And we should have a call coming up very soon. Praise the Lamb of God for our committee team so that we can get to work and make this a very successful year. We got about 9 months now. I think it's enough time window to do it. It's just about us doing what we plan to do. Amen. And work the plan. And I think it will come off just super. Praise the Lord. This year, better than it did last year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It was just in my bones and in my heart and my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God to do this thing and to go to the sanctuary. Those that wanted to go, praise them. You better be putting your duckets to the side, because when I announce the time, I want you to respond and not be talking, well, I got to get it together now. You're going to need about $200, praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you start putting that to the side as soon as possible so that we can go together the first part of the spring of the summer. Praise the Lamb of God. Of the summer we will, hallelujah, when the weather is good, comfortable, we don't have to worry about no all that rain and all that. We will go and just be comfortable together. Praise the Lamb of God. We can do some outdoor praying, some inside praying. Yeah, they got air conditioners in every room. Praise, you control your own air. So those of us who are warmer than others, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, they got your air conditioning in your own private room and your own area. So it's going to be a wonderful time down in Wisconsin as we go to the sanctuary. For those who have inboxed, they want to go, praise the Lamb of God. We will be scheduling that. They're getting back with me on the dates, and we're going to go. He's on down the road. Hallelujah. Hopefully Prophet Darrell can go too.
Amen.
When we in those 3 days, that'll be wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be an awesome thing. And I want everyone to go who can go. There's only about, I'm telling you, there's only room for about just right shy of 20 people, I think. The rooms, to praise the Lamb of God, at the sanctuary is not that many rooms. So you have to know that. Amen. And we usually pack that place out when we go. I usually have the whole house, praise the Lamb of God, to us, and that's what we like to do, is have it that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's prepare for that.
Amen.
Yeah, let's prepare for that. All right, let's get some praying done today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 5-6, shut in behind prison bars and confinements. Lamb of God. We want to make sure that we lift him up in prayer today. Praise the Lord and let the Lord know, hallelujah, on this worshipful day that we love him, that we adore him, oh God, and that our whole expectation is of the Lord. Our whole expectation is of the Lord. He's so holy. Hallelujah. I just love the holiness of the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless him. Hey, praise the Lamb. Sylvia, why don't you lead us in prayer today? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lead us to the throne, daughter, now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Father, to come into your presence, oh God. Oh God, to bow down and worship you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your great love for us, oh Lord, your unconditional love, oh Father. Oh Father, we magnify you, Lord. Oh Father, we serve you with our hands and our hearts, oh God. Oh God, clean us up, oh Lord, that we are pleasing before you, oh Lord. Oh Lord, forgive us for our sins of being disobedient, oh God. Those sins that are known and unknown, God, forgive us, oh God. Oh Father, and let us forgive those that trespass against us, God. But Father, we come, Lord, with open hearts, oh God, to receive, oh Lord, your word, oh God. Oh God, to receive your ways, oh God, to walk in your ways, God, to be pleasing to you, God. Oh Father, we honor you on today, God. We thank you, Lord, that our bodies function, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood running warm today, God. We thank you, Lord, for our minds stayed on you today, God.
Yes.
Oh God, we just honor you, oh God, and we worship you in the spirit of holiness, oh God. Oh God, let us be holy before you, oh God. Oh God, that we are pleasing to the Father, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this joy that you've placed in us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength, oh God. You are our peace, oh God. Everything that we need, Father, you are, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great I am that I am. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our provider, God. We thank you for being our healer, God. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, that you sit high and look low, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're reign is forever, God. We thank you, Lord, for your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to look to man, but God, we look to the hills from whence our help comes, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, oh God. And, Father, let us stand firmly on your word, oh God, not bending or swaying to either side, Lord, but let us stand firmly, oh God, knowing, God, that you are for us, God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your children, oh, God, those that are in homes, oh, God, those that are in the prison system, God, those that are in the hospital, God. Father, you know every need, Father, and, Father, just dispatch your angels, God, to minister to your people, oh, God. Oh, God, some need healing, God. Some need deliverance,
Hallelujah.
God. Some need peace in their mind, God. Some need peace in their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, some are in need of jobs, oh, God. Oh, God, we even lift up your children, God, your youth to you, Lord. Oh, God, give them a teachable spirit, God. Oh, God, let them know that you have a plan for their lives, oh, God. Oh, Father, remind them, God, that they're yours from the womb, oh, God. Begin to set them aside, God, for your purpose, God, for your youth, Father. Father, we just thank you and honor you, oh, God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. Oh, God, that you would keep them, God, that you would order their steps even now, oh, God. Oh, God, that they would grow up to be a pillar in your kingdom, oh, God, that your men would be mighty men, oh, God, and your women would be mighty women of God, oh, Father, that they are the evangelists, they are the prophets, oh, God, they are the pastors, oh, God, they are who you have already called and created them to be, oh, God, that it just needs to be manifested, God. So, Father, grow them up, oh, God, in you, oh, God. Protect them on every side, oh, God, on the right and on the left, oh, God, even your children, oh, God. Keep their minds, oh, God. Close off their ears to the enemy's voice, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let him not be able to speak into their spirit, oh, God. Let them reject everything that's not of you, oh, God. But let them take your word, oh, God, and let it be planted on good ground, oh, God, that they'll have your word to stand on, God, that they'll have your word, God, to depend on, God. They'll have your word built up in them, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We cancel the enemy's plans for your children, oh, God. Oh, God, every lie that he's told them, oh, God, every deceiving spirit that he sent their way, oh, God. Oh, God, low self-esteem, oh, God, rejection, oh, God. Oh, God, we bind up those spirits in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we superimpose your spirit of love, oh, God, over your children, God, your spirit of obedience over your children, God. Oh, God, that they will be taught, oh, God, of the Lord, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for this spirits, God. We thank you right now for their souls, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your children, Lord, for you set up the children not to come unto you, God. So, Father, we thank you for your children, God. Oh, God, reach every home, oh God. Oh, God, touch those that are in bad situations, oh, God. Oh, God, deliver them, God. Deliver them from the place of abuse, oh, God. Deliver them from the place of addictions, God. Deliver your children, oh, God. Set them free, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, God, set your children free, oh, Lord, that they are free to serve you, oh, God. Oh, God, even those in the system, oh, God. Oh, God, protect them even there, God. But while they're there, God, minister to them, God. Save their souls, oh, God. Oh, God, those in the hospital, God. Oh, God, heal bodies, oh, God. Yes, God, heal bodies, oh, God. Let their bodies line up with the word, oh, God. Oh, God, we speak order in the bodies today, God. We speak order in the minds today of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We bless you and adore you, Lord, for your word can go anywhere, God, even behind the wall, God. Oh, God, it can't keep you out, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Father, we lift up your leaders to you, God. Oh, God, hold them up, oh, God. Oh, God, revive, oh, God. Restore and rejuvenate your leaders, oh, God. Continue to pour into them, God, as they pour out before your people, oh, God. Pour into them, God. Increase, oh, God. More of you, oh, Lord, and less of them, oh, God. Oh, God, let them be walk in peace, oh, God. Cover their homes, oh, God. Cover their minds, God. Cover their vehicles, Lord, under the blood of Jesus, God, that every attack of the enemy, oh, God, is ambushed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. It will not be able to succeed, God, for what you have called them to do, oh, God, shall be accomplished, God. Oh, God, for greater is he that is in them, Lord, than he that is in the world, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're the living God. We thank you, Lord, that we're not in this battle alone, God. We thank you, Lord, that you go before us, God. We thank you, Lord, for the army of the Lord, God. We thank you, Lord, that you rule and reign forever, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you the praise that's due your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For you say, Sylvia, Sylvia, Sylvia. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My fire is lit today. Praise the Lamb of God for prayer. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. As she was praying, praise the Lamb of God, she started talking about abused children and what have you. Oh, my goodness. My soul leaped. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Something I can't stand is the abuse of people. I just don't believe in a cause or a reason for it. That children are abused, hallelujah. And even adults, praise the Lamb of God, women, rape, all of that turns my stomach. And I just thank, praise the Lamb of God, this season, hallelujah, of so much. So much negligence and abuse that's being done, especially to our children. We really need to burn the fire and the flame of prayer up. Praise the Lamb of God in that area. That these people be exposed. Hallelujah. That these children be delivered from up under that level of abuse. Praise the Lamb of God. That breaks their hallelujah. It breaks their spirit and causes them to do and become something that they didn't plan on in their life. Praise the Lamb of God that it wasn't their destiny. Hallelujah. And then they have to struggle hard to get back on the right track. Praise the Lamb of God so they can live out their destiny in God even. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want to make sure that we continue to pray in that area. I just want to touch you on the show about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessors, make sure we pray those things that be maybe added to our list of prayer agenda. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm sensitive to that. Now, I have two. Oh, what a wonderful worship day. The Lord is holy, and he's holy in all his ways, the Lamb of God. Everything about the Lord is holy. Hallelujah. We are his holy people, sanctified, set apart for good works. Praise the Lamb of God. And today we're here doing a good work with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to continue our conversation on Micah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We kind of bumped off on yesterday, so we're going to get into that in a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God as we go forth in the show. Praise the Lamb. We're going to get into Micah, so spread the word that the prophet is going to be teaching today. Pray, I might even connect it with Nahum, hallelujah, which is our next prophet. Praise the Lamb of God that's in queue. I was doing some reading on Nahum yesterday and last night, and very, very, very good prophetic book it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you all, praise the Lamb, to understand the principles, praise the Lamb of God, that's related to prophecy that will help each of us, praise the Lamb of God, be used of God in a more personal way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wanted to talk about this prophet Daryl, and me and Prophet Daryl are going to talk about it, because there's a lot of people who want to be used by God more. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of them feel like the Lord turned their prophecy on and off sometimes. Praise the Lamb of God. Like, you know, like their prophetic gift is turned on and off. But one of the major things that I found that has to be in sync with the prophetic person, Prophet Dale, is, and a lot of people don't even consider this, hallelujah, a prerequisite, but I do, and that is availability. There's a lot of people who want to sign up for something that they're not available to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The more freedom one has, praise the Lamb of God, to be available unto God to do what the Lord wants done, praise the Lamb of God, the more, of course, that person would be used for. You must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that God uses those who are available to do what's necessary to be done. And some of us have such a, what can we call this, Prophet Daryl, a bondage of movement. Bound by jobs, we're bound by home life, that we're just stuck, that we can't be freed up to go and do for God. So that that can create a limitation on your usage. That can create a limitation, and if God keeps revealing stuff to you, you'll be frustrated with just saying, I saw that. The Lord showed me that, blah, 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 blah. But someone else will be the glory carrier and the word carrier, the deliverer of the word, or even in the aspect of the exploit. What I'm trying to say here, Prophet, the miracle or whatever it is to perform, God will use that another person, and you'll be saying, but the Lord showed me that. I saw that. I saw that in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Which can become very frustrating, because then you'll start asking, why not me? And the be that you are not available for God to use. Praise the Lamb of God. The next thing is another word that doesn't come up on the prerequisite list is flexibility. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is to be used by God in more arenas than the one that you were raised in. And what do we mean by that? Your denomination line, your culture line, and your nationality. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. you must be flexible, praise the Lamb of God, so God can use you in any arena to any people, praise the Lamb. And a lot of us are bound in one area. We're bound in one area.
That's true.
Yeah, we're bound in one area, praise God, under one nationality, under one culture, the Lamb of God, one religion. And a lot of us don't go outside of that, praise the Lamb, because we're not flexible enough. You must be flexible enough to be used by God wherever you are, praise the Lamb of God, and whoever people around. Hallelujah. You can't have restrictions in your spirit on people, praise God. This happened to the disciples, Prophet Daryl, in Jerusalem when Jesus told them to go witness to the whole world in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the earth. When Jesus told them that, they never left Jerusalem. They never left Jerusalem. The persecution forced them out. God had to use persecution to get them outside of Jerusalem to witness, because they had a monopoly, praise the Lamb of God, on salvation and the gifts. If you read further in Acts, to the 6, 7, 8, after you are intermingling with cultures like nationalities like the Italians, and then they go back, Peter goes back to the disciples and says, believe that the Holy Ghost, that God wants the Italians to receive salvation, like he didn't want them to get it. And that's when that great sheep was let down to Peter with all manner of food on it. What God was saying to him was, don't hinder anyone from being saved because of their nationality or their culture. Our salvation is for everybody. But the vision was really, it wasn't about food. Now, people hop on the food, but it wasn't about food. It really was about him going to witness to those Italians so they could receive the Holy Ghost. And that's what his limitation was. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to read that. That was his limitation was. And so we have to understand that God wants us to be flexible, praise the Lamb of God, and not bound by our small minds, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. And our culture, society, like, to save only one culture. He came to save only one nationality. Hello, Lightbulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That we do cross-culture ministry and what have you. And that has to, praise the Lamb of God. I was in conversation about this. I said, I'm going to deal with this on the show because this is of a great magnitude that would help us, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to being used by God. And some of us need to be praying, Lord, help me to be flexible. Lord, allow me to be flexible. If you have never witnessed to anybody, praise the Lamb of God, outside of your race, you should be trying your best to get that opportunity. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You may find out you will have a greater impact. Hallelujah. You may just find out you have a greater impact on another race than you will your own.
True.
Yeah. The job that you're talking to them, that's number one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just try it. Just try it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about that. The next thing I found, praise the Lamb of God, is the fact that, and this I've talked about before, is a submissive spirit. To be able to submit to the Lord, your leader, praise the Lamb of God, and the elect lady, the three L's I call it. The Lord, your leader, and the elect lady, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it should be basically in that order. Hallelujah. Yes, God, that you should be, you must be able to be submissive to the Lord, which we know that goes without a shadow of doubt, obeying his word. And then the leader that God has placed you under, praise the Lamb of God. You must be able praise the Lamb of God. Walk in harmony. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb. Without rebellion,
mm-hmm.
without arrogance, without strife, and all of
yeah.
that with your leader, the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you can't walk with your leader, you need to sit down and have a conversation. Hallelujah. When you can't walk with your leader, you need to sit down and have a conversation with your leader and find out where you are in your journey. Is it time for you to leave and find you another leader? Praise the Lamb of God. Is it something wrong in your communication with your leader that needs to be rectified? Praise the Lamb of God so that you all can get along and walk in harmony. This is very important for us as prophetic people, because
yeah.
Satan so often take prophetic people and make them think they're hearing God greater than their pastor. And this can be an easy rug to pull from under your feet. Praise the Lamb of God to
true.
Destroy ministry, hallelujah, and to destroy you when it comes down to how you're dealing with your leader. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Walking in submission is what the Bible commands us to do. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you must come to a place to know, to learn when to make that appointment, when to sit down, when to talk, when to share, praise the Lamb of God, so you can work things out with your pastor,
yeah.
with your shepherd, praise the
it's
Lamb
true,
of God,
amen.
So that there can be peace the way. If you leave, you leave in peace.
Amen.
You don't want to leave in hallelujah. You don't want to do that.
Amen.
Because you're going to carry that spirit with you wherever you go.
That's true, Apostle.
Hello, light bulb. Then you
that
want to yourself not to get along with nobody, nowhere you go, because you're carrying
man.
That spirit on you.
Talk about it.
Every ministry you do, there's something wrong with it, because there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, light bulbs. Every
hello.
Ministry you go to, there's going to be something wrong with it, because there's something wrong with you.
To you,
right?
And you can't look in the mirror and see that the problem. You have taken on the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Whether you're wounded, the wounded animal is a dangerous animal. Hurt people, hurt people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and whether it's forgiveness, whether it's you know, haughtiness that I ain't got to listen. I'm my own person. I know the Lord talking to me, blah, 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 this, that, another. You're going to carry that spirit with you. How you exit
yeah.
is how you enter. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Unless there's a purging
yeah.
in between. So you have to make sure, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, that you are submissive, that you're not in rebellion, praise the Lamb of God, that you're not fighting back, you ain't kicking against the brick, this, that, another, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And, you know,
yeah.
sometimes we just, but people are misunderstood because they're trying to get an understanding, and some leaders can take that as to them because you're trying to get understanding about something. But
right.
you have to know you, and you have to communicate with Peter so that your leader will know, praise the Lamb of God, exactly what is going on with you, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, and what's happening with you, and not through the grapevine. And let me tell you this about ministers, praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to miss these services, these Sunday services and stuff like that, praise the Lamb of God, as soon as you know you're going to miss, your pastor should know.
That's right. I let my ass know every time.
I'm right. saying this to every minister, praise the Lamb of God. As soon as you know you're going to miss service, your pastor should know.
Mm-hmm. You better
know
what that.
Your pastor, you don't know what your pastor got planned for Sunday service. You don't know if the Lord had told that your shepherd to take all the ministers and do something with them today. You don't know how God's going to move. Praise the Lamb of
true.
God. Hallelujah. Always try your shepherd and tell him, I will not be there today. I'm not feeling good. this, that, another. And sometimes you may call them and they say, I was hoping you, I was just about to call you and tell you to preach today. You never know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those are the ones who walk humbly with their pastor and align. Those are the ones that the pastor calls and say, preach Sunday. Those are the ones that the pastor calls because they feel that we can trust you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you're walking in sync, that you're walking, praise the Lamb of God, in harmony. Hello, light bulbs.
You are.
I'm just telling you honest God truth. Now, y'all need to, if you're going to be late, you need to call and tell your pastor. Ain't no job. He ain't paying me. Okay. Go and be arrogant and go and do it your way. I'm trying to help you to grow in ministry. I'm trying to help you to be used in ministry. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You have taken on a position. This is really for anybody. You have taken on a position of leadership in the church, whether it's an usher, choir member, praise team member, what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. When you on your, if you get on your place of employment and you're going to be late, don't you supposed to notify your employer that I'm going to be late?
Yes, sir.
Running in the door late and see don't you get fired without notification. But if you call them the day before or on your way out and say, I'm going to be a little late tomorrow, I might be a little late because I have to do this in the morning with my daughter. Okay, well, take care of your daughter. We'll see you when you get here. What we do is just go on in late.
That is true.
That's out of order.
That's out of order.
Yeah.
That's out of order. Praise the Lamb of God. So we need to come up the par and recognize that we should be giving more reverence and more respect to the ministry of God than any job we could punch a clock on. Hello, light bulbs.
Come on, man.
We're doing the work of the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. I know there's some good stuff. Y'all ain't got to tell me. I know it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because half of you ain't nobody never told you this. He told you this. Mm-hmm. They're just letting you walk on through ministry your way. Praise the Lamb. Bump your head at every corner you can get to. You need to. And praise the Lamb of God and sit in the seat that your shepherd sits in sometime. Sit in the seat that the congregation sit in sometime and see how they view you because of your action. When you walk in, lay half the congregation, look over their head, they smile and wave at you, and in their mind they saying, she late again.
Yeah.
Here she come, late again. Wonder why she's so late. That's what's going through their head. Hello, light bulb.
Yeah.
They call the pastor, and the pastor get up with their preliminaries and then say, we're praying for so-and-so, that she'll be late today. Elder so-and-so will be late because she had to go by the thing with and drop her child off. Praise the Lamb. I gave her leeway to do that. So we have nothing to say. We don't know where you are. Pastor gave her, I don't know where the minister's at today. And all of y'all come dragging in one by one. Make the members think y'all was out all night. Couldn't get up from service. Couldn't get the service on time. So you have to care about the way you're viewed. Hello, light bulb. Prophet, why you, what that has to do with God using me? God can't use you to speak to people who don't respect you.
That's right.
People must respect you.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Teach apostle.
They need to respect the words that are coming out of your mouth, and you must be the example for them. The minister is the model member. You are the model member. You are the model member.
Amen.
You said God called you. You said God talks to you. Hallelujah. So they have a different expectation out of you than they do anybody else.
Wow. Say that.
I just know that for yourself so you will know. Praise the Lamb of God. So that submission is very fair. The next one is an example. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must be an example, praise the Lamb of God, before the people that you are ministering to and whom you are around, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yeah, you got to be an example in all your ways, praise God. If pastor say, I need 10 people to do so-and-so, so-and-so, and it's five ministers to be on their feet. Hello, like bugs. Hallelujah. The 5 ministers be on their feet. If the pastor get up and say, but we're going to take, got the first $100, if you ain't got number $5, all I got, but I can give, the pastor, can I give it next week when I get paid? Something, but you need to be number of support. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that oneness and the unity of the ministry of the ministers can spill on the church.
That's true, Apostle.
And the church will flow in oneness. Now, I just use that as an example. It could be the same. Pastor, get up. I got to preach Friday night over at so-and-so, so-and-so, and I need some of you all to go with me. Praise God. And all the ministers sitting there like they all got something to do.
Uh-huh. Right.
Ain't nobody go with the pastor.
Come on.
Hello, light bulb.
Yep.
But I said hello, light bulb. Oh, God.
Hello.
You have to understand that your position is a position of example. Praise the Lamb of God. And then on top of that, you walk right out, and then Saturday, Friday night, I'm going to my cousin's so-and-so. What you're sending a message to the members is, listen to me, ministers, you're sending a message to the members that it's that there's other things more important
than ministry.
That's
true. That's what
they
do.
Yeah. Hello, Lightbulbs. Mm-hmm. Then you show up at the party with them.
Good
dancing.
Wow.
Drinking. Breaking your back right with them and things. Think that next Sunday when you preach, all of them out there saying amen to you because they think you're a great preacher. No, they think you're a phony and a fraud. And
that's
they really
right.
Making fun of you.
Yeah.
Hello, Lightbulb.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello, Lightbulb. So your example is a very is of very importance. The next one is this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I can't stay on this too long. But the next one is adjustment. Praise the Lamb of God. Talked about flexibility, right? Talked about availability.
Yeah.
We talked about adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be an adjustment made between the minister and the congregation.
Mm.
Now, you don't like this, but I'm telling you, some of you are too close to the congregation.
Come
you
on.
You need to come out.
You're saying something.
You need
you're
to come
close.
Out from amongst them. You're too
that's
close to the congregation.
Too familiar.
Hello, Lightbulb.
That's it.
They'll never, never, ever respect you as long as you are as close as you are. You're mingling with them.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got to learn when the Ark of the Covenant was to go before the people. Praise the Lamb of God and say, let the priests, the Levites, come and bear up the Ark of the Covenant. And let there be space between them and the people. Y'all ain't listening to me.
Yeah, you're listening.
You teach
let them be. Let there be space between them and the congregation.
Huh.
Hallelujah. You're on a different level. And you're the only one don't know it.
You're too common. Come on now.
Yeah.
You're too common.
Can't be friendly.
You're too common. You're too common. And you can't carry holy things in commonality.
Amen.
The things of God are not common.
That's right.
Amen.
And if you're going to live and represent a holy God, then do you notice all the prophets of God, when you found them, they was in a cave on top of a mountain somewhere that they had to go find them. The prophets were never just available. They had to go find them. Go find Elijah. Mm-hmm. Go find Elisha. The king sent armies after Elisha. He's sitting up on top of the mountain. Every time they come up with their swords and spears after him, they fell back dead. Until one of them got a clue and just dropped his spear, dropped his sword and shield, and went on his knee and said, "Oh, prophet of God, I got wife and kids. Oh, Lord, please, I come here to do you no harm. The king sent me up here and told me to come get you. And I ain't forcing you to come. I'm just making a request." And Elijah got up and went down with him. They was bound by them places, praying, meditating, listening to God, waiting on the move of God. That's where you found prophetic people. You don't find prophetic people in crowds, dancing and ballet hooping and running around and always in and out of this one's house and running over here and running over there, because you got the ants in your pants and you need to dance. You don't. That ain't a real prophetic person. Hallelujah. Our anointings and the duality, the duplicity. I'll put it that way. Our duplicity of spirit, praise the Lamb of God, does not allow us to be comfortable around people for long periods of time.
Amen.
Our comfortability is alone. Hallelujah. I'm most comfortable when I'm by myself.
Amen.
Not with people.
Come on now.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm more comfortable when I'm by myself. When it's just the Lord and I.
Amen.
That's the zone. Praise the Lamb of God. When I'm most comfortable. Hallelujah. Adjustment has to be made. Praise the Lamb of God. And you have to decide how you're going to make that adjustment. Praise God. Now, let me tell you something. This word is going to get you in a lot of trouble. Friend. Hey, my friend. But they was my friends before I went in ministry. They my friends. Notice when Jesus called his disciples, he called them away from everybody. Right. Y'all ain't got to listen to me. He's going to smack you in the face one day. Don't worry. It hit you already. You just know they were hitting you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You done got in trouble already. Hallelujah. And then they come back and tell you, you're supposed to be a preacher. You're supposed to be a minister. That's what's slapping you in your Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Jesus called every one of his disciples, he told them to drop something, follow me. Leave this, follow me. With no buddies and friends with them. Leave all of that. If you ain't willing to surrender and make that sacrifice of adjustment, then you're not willing to go where God wants.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Praise the Lamb. The next thing is a lifestyle of study, studying the prophets, studying the word of God concerning the prophets, until you feel comfortable with the prophets knowing you. Praise the Lamb of God, knowing their assignment, knowing what they did, knowing what they were connected to, how were they contemporaries one with another, knowing what their message was, praise the Lamb of God. Because every message God gives you for a church, every message God gives you for people is going to be solidified, if you would, or confirmed out of his word. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. Every word he give you going to be confirmed out of that word. You try
Amen.
To clear it by the Spirit. You try the rhema word by the logos word. Praise the Lamb of God. What God speaks, he's not going to speak outside of his word. Hallelujah. Yes. Trust me on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to come to the place of understanding. I must know the word of God. I must learn the word of God. My television is not going to teach me the word of God. Hallelujah. Nope. Praise the Lamb of God. Thursday night scandal is not going to teach me the word of God. Knowing what Olivia did and, I know y'all be on Thursday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Knowing what Olivia did and all of that is not going to enhance my prophetic giftings. It's not going to cause heaven to approach me. Maybe I need to fast from Olivia Pope. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Maybe I need to break away. I can't even come and pray. I can't even prophesy because I'm over here watching Olivia Pope.
Okay. Wives of Atlanta.
We have a scandal party. Hi, Bub. I said it, and I'm praise the Lamb. And y'all mighty quiet about it, so just say out.
You say amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Did you see this? Did you see? And she ain't nothing but a D.C. hooker. That's all she is,
exactly.
A White House hooker.
Yeah. The wrong spirit.
That was almost everybody in the White House.
Because she's sleeping around.
I don't watch it. I don't watch it either.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah, help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you that's all that is. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
We must stand this. And I'm not. I know everybody needs a television break. Everybody needs to do what they need to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's sometimes good for you to rest your mind. Hallelujah. I ain't telling you you got to live 24/7 reading the Bible, this, that, or another. But you got to be watchful of what your addictions are, what you get addicted to. That pulls you away from godliness, from prayer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Reading and studying the word. You got time for everything else but to study the word of God. Something is wrong there.
Yes,
something
is
wrong right there. Praise the Lamb of God.
It
hallelujah.
Sure is.
So we are very, very careful in that area what we're doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we take the time to understand, hallelujah, how important our study is. Study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. Study that's the word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A workman unto God.
Study ourselves approved.
Yeah, that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the word of God tells us to do. And you're going to see as you study and understand the word of God, it's going to heighten your prophetic gifting. Praise the Lamb of God. As you walk with the prophets of the word, hallelujah, even the New Testament prophets, all of them are proclaimers of God's word. They are prophets in their own right. Hallelujah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are prophets in their own right. Praise the Lamb of God, proclaimers of the word of God. Hallelujah. If you don't believe, I tell you this, they don't call John the Revelator a prophet, but what else is he out there on the Isle of Patmos? Having visions, prophecy concerning the
future.
He is a prophet. Nutball preachers and stuff will go around talking about ain't no more prophets and ain't no more apostles since.
They didn't read the
what was John?
Yeah,
that's right.
Jesus was gone and John was on the Isle of Patmos prophesied. You waiting on the millennium period, you waiting on the rapture, and you waiting on the great white throne judgment, and how are you going to believe that if you don't believe John was a prophet?
That's
right.
I heard that.
Foolishness.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, in a minute.
Because God ain't talking to them. That's why they saying that. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody God and talk to ain't going to tell you that prophecy is not real. If God spoke to them and told them something and it happened, They'll never tell you prophecy is not real. It's people who have never heard the voice of God. I don't even believe God called the preacher who would say that. How in the world God called you?
Exactly.
You prophesy if God called you to preach. And you heard his voice. Had a theophany. You're going to turn around and say, ain't no more prophets.
My God. My God.
Who called you?
The wrong one.
What bubblegum wrap you got your call out of?
You better talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Your mama must have told you was a... Hallelujah. How in the world God called you, and then you're going to turn around and say, ain't no more prophets? What?
Mm-hmm.
He called you to proclaim his word, gospel, and told you to do it. All he told you was to prophesy that I came.
Mm-hmm.
And prophesy I'm coming back again.
Okay.
But that's the good news of the kingdom.
That's right.
You don't believe he's coming back? What kind of preacher are you?
Exactly.
You ain't preaching he coming back? What kind of preacher are you?
Come on now.
And if you preach it, it's you prophesy.
Come on.
Mm-mm-mm.
How can you preach he coming back unless you prophesy?
Well.
Hello, Light Bulbs.
Okay.
Reach us today, Apostle.
Amen.
All that foolish. So we have to come into a place. Let me calm down, because I get holy indignation off of spiritual ignorance. I really spiritual.
From pulpits.
Just spiritual ignorance. And the things that preach.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Really, really disturbs my defied, hallelujah, foundation here. Praise the Lord. God
come on,
knows that people need to wake up, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah,
yes,
and smell the coffee. Yes, they do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You come to a place of understanding. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. We're living, every age that has ever lived a prophetic age. They just didn't know they were prophetic. That's what's wrong with us right now. We really knew who we were, we would be doing differently. But we don't know. Hallelujah. We don't know we were predestined. Is that prophetic? The Bible said, Paul said, we were all predestined. Predestined means to determine where you was going to be before you showed up.
Amen.
That's what predestination means.
Yeah.
How could that be if it wasn't prophesied?
Right.
Okay. Praise the Lord. That'll hit somebody about the time Christmas get around. Okay. Now, hallelujah. Since we have dealt with this part, praise the Lamb of God. Our study habits, praise the Lamb of God, must be, of course, we know our prayer closet must stay active, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
just praying, but fellowshipping with God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost, who is our comforter, our intelligentsia, hallelujah, the intelligent one, with the highest call of intelligence. He that knoweth all things and all there is to know of anything he knows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must fellowship with God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And we do that in worship, in sincere worship and meditation. Praise the Lamb of God. We do that interacting with the Holy Ghost. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, the Lord is here. He's speaking, people of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, for your love today. I love you today. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Your servant here.
Jesus, God. Clarity.
Oh, God. Said today he's going to bless us with the blessing that's going to cause all of us to draw closer to him. Oh, my God, I've never heard him say this before. God said he's going to bless us with the blessing, hallelujah, that's going to cause all of us to draw closer to him. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God said, if all of us, listen to me good. God says, praise the Lamb of God, if you would come into his presence prior to you getting into your bed tonight, hallelujah, the Lord said, I will draw you closer to me. Oh, my goodness gracious. That I'm going to draw you closer to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He's going to give you visions. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's going to be an elevation for you. Praise the Lamb of God in this realm. Praise the Lamb. Bless you, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Prior to getting into your bed, praise the Lamb of God. Prior to laying down tonight, praise the Lamb of God. Come into my presence. Hallelujah. And I am going to draw you closer to me and reveal myself to you in a brand new way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
my
you,
Lord.
Jesus. I hope you all hear me good today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Clear that. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. God said all that come, he will turn none away. Praise the Lamb of God. He will turn none away. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you for your blessing, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are
thank
wonderful.
You, thank you, Father
thank
God.
You. All together. Together.
Thank
wonderful.
You,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you today. We love you today. We bless you today. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
How
glory.
You are. Thank you, Father God.
Glory.
Hallelujah,
glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory there, isn't it?
Have
hallelujah. Our Father,
hallelujah,
bless us.
Jesus.
Bless us. Thank you, Father. We want what you want for
thank
us,
you.
God. Lord.
Yes,
yes
God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, you never know when you're speaking in the Spirit. You never know when you're talking, God, and teaching that you're really on an assignment. For God had me teach you all that today. Praise the Lamb of God. That was God all by himself. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Holy Ghost.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
I love
Jesus.
My lead and my guide. I love you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Darryl, you hear anything? Anything you want to speak? Praise
Jesus.
The Lamb. Hallelujah.
No, sir.
Hallelujah.
I'm just taking in what you have spoken.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve.
Thank you, Father God.
A wonderful is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, thank you, Jesus. Glory unto you, glory unto you, Jesus, glory unto you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. My Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship.
Thank you, Jesus. My Redeemer. Hallelujah. My strong tower.
Tell him
thank
how
you,
awesome
God.
He is.
Hallelujah.
Tell him what his word says.
Great and mighty.
Is.
Hallelujah.
But
you're
tell
my
him
healer,
he's
my sustainer. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. You're my promise, Father God.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. You're my light. You're my strength. You're my rock. Thank you, Jesus, Father. How great you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. You're my wisdom in lack, Father God. Hallelujah, you're my provider. You're my almighty King. You're the wing underneath me, Father God. Glad to the heavens. Hallelujah, I'll be nowhere without you, Father God. Hallelujah, you provide all that I need, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're my healer, my redeemer. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're my sinews, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your fresh wind. Thank you, God, for your renewed mind. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah unto you, Jesus. There's none like you, Father God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Always merciful. Hallelujah. Unconditional love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah to your name.
Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your grace. For your favor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord, thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Worship is a wonderful
thing. Thank you, Father God.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give God
thank
praise.
God.
You.
God,
if you're listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of this worship, and you want
thank
to join
Jesus.
In with us, call area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. No matter where our voice is heard, you can call in and be a part of our live studio today. Praise
yeah.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We bless God for each of you that's listening to our voice, wherever our voice is heard. Hallelujah. My, what a wonderful presence. Hallelujah. The
thank
Lord will speak some more. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless him.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Have faith. Have your, we are worship right up into his bosom, like
yes,
praise
God.
The Lamb of
God.
Ah,
yes, Jesus.
When you do fear for God, the Lord will sanctify it with his presence. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, there he is. Bless you, God. I
thank
give
you
praise. Jesus. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Ah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God said four of you is going to receive checks in the mail that's going to astonish you. Praise the Lamb of God. Four of you. Four people that's listening to my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. God says that you're going to receive checks, praise the Lamb of God, in the mail that's going to astonish you. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Lord just told me to tell you, I won't take it back. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. I'll have your way today. Hallelujah. We are here for you, Father. We're here for you, available unto you. Hallelujah. Lord, I am available. Yes, God.
Thank God. You, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But Daryl, the Lord said he's already gone before you, and it is done. That's what the Lord told me to tell you, Prophet. The Lord said, I tell Prophet Daryl I've gone before him, and it is already done, says the
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to shut it in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's already done. It's already done. I've gone before you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, that's the way. It's done. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. It's done. Thank you,
Jesus.
Father, I'm just doing what God tells me to do, people. I'm sorry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just doing what the Lord said to
you
today. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. You know, I saw a list last night. I saw a list when the Lord spoke about them checks. I saw a list of names last night that was in blue. It was black writing on blue, which blue is the color of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, in black writing. But I only know one name that stood out that I saw. Hallelujah. I believe those are the name of the check recipients. Praise the Lamb of God. I really do. Hallelujah. The Lord showed me a vision last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your people now. Bless your people now.
Amen.
Bless
thank
your
you,
Jesus,
thank
mighty
you,
name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. How awesome is our God that even, hallelujah, when we have not planned for him to speak, not even talking about hallelujah,
thank you,
he just thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Who's like
you? Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
There is none that can compare to you. There is none. There is none.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is
praise
none.
The Lamb of God. Lord. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I when I think about what you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, God. My good.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Bertha, you might have to get this to Mary if she's not listening, but the Lord said, tell Mary the place that she's trying to move to is not the place where he has for her. Praise the Lamb of God. It is not the place that he has for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord just spoke. I'm just speaking what God says. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We here for you. In Jesus' mighty name, bless your name today. Hallelujah, God. Father, I love it when you choose to do what you want to do. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Father, bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here we are in the presence.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The wealth and riches are in the homes of those that love him. Praise the Lamb of God. Wealth and riches. I need somebody to say that right now. Say, wealth and riches is in my house.
Wealth and riches is in my house. Wealth and riches is in my house.
There you go.
Wealth and riches is in my house. Wealth and riches is in my house. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In my house. Hallelujah. Yeah, I didn't speak it. I spoke that. I didn't speak it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wealth and riches in my house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you can't go for a walk around the kitchen table, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I have to get up and walk myself. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Wealth and riches. It's in my house.
In my house.
That love me.
In my house.
Oh,
in my house. In my house.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
You are fresh.
Come on, Dave.
Fresh love. I set my love upon you, Father. Hallelujah. Upon the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
I set my love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Jesus. Yes, God, your people need. We need a manifest. We can't make it come through. Oh, your hand is able. Hallelujah. We thank you for your works. We thank you for your mighty works, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your mighty works. Dead God, we thank you. Bless.
Oh, God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Sylvia, I've been meaning to tell you this for some time. Sylvia, I don't know how you're going to get to Detroit. Hallelujah. But that ministry call on your life, we got to do. Girl, you got to preach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to bring you out of this closet that you're in, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And bring you into place so that you can be licensed and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to set that up. But we have to get you on Trailway or something. What kind of way? To get here and let you minister so we can license you and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Of our ministry, Sylvia. I meant to tell you that yesterday. I meant to tell you that the other day. Praise the Lamb of God. It just leaped in my spirit again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. About your ministry. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God is calling. Praise the Lamb of God. God is calling. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Hallelujah. You're going to do great exploits.
Amen.
For the Lord. God. You're going to do great exploits for the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Sylvia, I didn't mean to break you down. You all right?
Yes,
hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We got to get Sylvia. Hallelujah. So that she can do what God is calling her to do. Ah, oh, God. Hallelujah. Boy, it's just a wonderful power in God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Such a beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I am as that Father. I see what you say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you have said a mouthful already, Father. Hallelujah. Just to know that you're drawing us close to you. Just to know, Father, in relation. Hallelujah. That you care about us and love us that much. That you will give us an opportunity tonight to come into the presence. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you for it. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah, people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Bless you all over the world. Hallelujah, all over the country from California.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Otis, the
hallelujah.
Lord. God, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The border of Canada. Hallelujah. To the tip of Texas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From Georgia. Praise the Lamb of God. Alabama. Mississippi, praise the Lamb of God. New Orleans, Louisiana, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, my
Thank
goodness.
You, Jesus.
The, the blessing of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord over your people, oh God, over those that love you, over those that love
Jesus.
You, Father. Yes, God, over those that love you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for the blessing. Hallelujah. Your people today. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amanda, I don't know if Amanda's listening, but I see a business going out of business for her to go in business. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a business going out of business for you to go in business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what that really is about. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Business going out of business so you can go in business. Praise God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, bless your name. Your name. Hallelujah. Your day. You're glorious today.
Yes, Jesus.
You're glorious.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo, Prophet Dale, you done. Oh, God, I messed up here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. Ah, woo, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love today. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank
you
for what you're doing.
Thank you, Father God.
We love you, Father. Hallelujah. I dare you to love on God. Boy, let me tell you something. When you love on him, I promise you. Oh,
yes,
yes, God. Today.
I love
his pure
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Pure love. Out of a pure fountain.
Wonderful strength and power.
Come on,
oh
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yet, even in this, Father, only by your blood can we approach your throne. Only by the blood of Jesus can we approach your holiness. And for this, we're grateful, Father. For this
Hallelujah.
Blood covering of the covenant.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And allow boldly to your throne. Hallelujah. We come.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
Jesus.
God. We give you praise and honor and glory. We
yes,
give you
God.
Praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Love on us as
Hallelujah.
On you. On
Thank
us
you,
as
Father God.
On you. We love
Hallelujah.
You as you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When the last time you gave God a kiss? When the last time you put your hands to your mouth and threw God a kiss? Hallelujah. Huh. You want you to throw him a kiss?
Love you, Jesus.
Kiss. Yeah. Hallelujah. Throw it. Hallelujah. Feel good. Be careful. Don't feel good. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What a wonderful God. What
Hallelujah.
A wonderful He serves. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Ooh, I told you. Just throw him a kiss. Put your hands. Lift and sling it up into heaven.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And watch him receive the love.
Hallelujah.
Watch him receive the love. Oh,
Amen.
My. The love of my.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
God, I love you, God. We love you, God.
Love you, Jesus.
We adore
love
you today.
You.
Oh, yes, God.
My. My, what a wonderful God we serve today. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Let me see, people of God, I started this on yesterday, and we ended on yesterday, and I can get the rest finished if you all just give me a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. It's just hard to compose my. Tell me, I'm high right now.
Jesus.
I'm just telling you, I'm high right now.
Hallelujah.
I feel like going and lay on the floor.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
all
you,
your
Jesus.
Love is sweeter than the honeycomb.
Thank you.
Oh, your love is sweet to me.
Taste
and see.
Hallelujah.
The Lord
Thank
is
Father. Rain, Jesus. Rain in the name of Jesus. Rain on us. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Feast on God. Feast on his spirit. Feast on him through your worship.
Hallelujah.
People. Under the bullshit. Under the bullshit.
Yes, God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love you. Oh, we love you. We bless you.
Hallelujah,
oh, God.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. I heal him. God, I restore
him. Hallelujah.
Over Rafa. Ah, God.
Thank you for your joy.
Under he shitted it all. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Nissi. You are. Wave your banners over us. We belong to you. We're your children. We're loving you today. Hallelujah, God. Bless your
Jesus.
Name. Bless your name today. Under the Lord, El Shaddai, you are. Elion, you are. Under the Bohu, yes, God. Yes, God. You are. Yes, God. Yes, God. Under the Lord, Jehovah Sabaoth, you are. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh,
thank
my
you,
daddy, my
God.
Of my life, living the rest of my substance. You are the food in the cupboards. You are the food in the refrigerator. You are
the
bullshit.
The light in the gas.
I sit on the bed.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are God, the ground I walk on. You are God, my security.
Holy God.
Hallelujah.
Coming in. Oh, God, and the Lord, my health and my strength. You are God. The reason why I live. You are God.
You
are God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, we love you today. We love you today. And we love you. We love you. We love you. Under the apple of our eye, you are Father. You're the apple of my eye.
The Lord, my eye. Jesus.
God. Yes, God. Yes,
thank
God.
Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
beloved.
Jesus.
Oh, my beloved.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Protecting us. Hallelujah. In and out. Up and out. Sleep.
That's
thank
your
you, Jesus.
Holy name. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Honorable who shout out. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what to do with this thing. I tell you, hallelujah. I do find it, turn it on. I ain't never learned how to turn it off. Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your people.
Hallelujah.
Bless your servants
Hallelujah,
today.
Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Father God. Great.
You're
great.
More than one.
Great.
You're more
Hallelujah.
Than one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How you doing? I adore you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, where would I be without you, Jesus?
Thank you.
In all these friends, my rock, my redeemer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. My warrior, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Speak to us, Father.
My God.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise.
I think I can praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just try to do this. Hallelujah. So we can get on even ground. Hallelujah. In the 8th century B.C., praise the Lamb of God. Micah, praise the Lamb of God, came forth with his prophecy to the then known world, praise the Lamb of God. More specifically, Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and Samaria, which is Judah and Israel, praise the Lamb of God, divided mm-hmm. kingdoms. But then all of the nations of the world, he prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And this prophet, whose name means who is like God, has a demeanor, praise the Lord, and personality, praise the Lord, that is bold, that is strong, hallelujah, that's able to say the things that he must say, both in the northern and southern kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So he prophesied repetitively, and he prophesied the same thing repetitively in these six chapters, praise the Lamb of God, of this message of judgment. The Assyrians and Nebuchadnezzar, as I mentioned on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. The Assyrians, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must remember is a crossbreed. It's more like a mulatto nation that was and praise the Lamb of God, and Jews' blood mingled. So they're really, praise the Lamb of God, coming to attack on people, the Lamb of God, because the Jews mingled with Syria, and the Assyrians were born, praise the Lamb of God, and came forth. Now, you remember this, when Jesus was sitting on the well, hallelujah, at the well, and the woman came out, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. They were Samaritans, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. So all of this comes into play, which literally meant dogs, the Lamb of God, because of this mingling that's going, that takes place between the Jews and the Assyrians. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So when you see this, praise the Lamb of God, you see this battle coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And they go to Samaria and destroy it and take those people off into exile, and then Nebuchadnezzar comes and destroys Jerusalem and take it off and take those people to Babylon into exile. But we have two nations, praise the Lamb of God, that's punishing God's people for the very same thing, praise the Lamb of God. Their idolatry. Hallelujah. The worship of idols is a no-no with God, and we know that. Praise the Lamb of God. The worshiping of idols, praise the Lamb of God. The worshiping of the self, hallelujah. That's another worship that we have to get rid of, is self-worship. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of course, hallelujah, the disobedience to God's word and the flattering of God. Give God his gifts in his temple and this, that, and another, and then go right across the way to another shrine and there participate in temple prostitution and orgies, things of that nature that incited the gods of the pagan world. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is something that is coming back and coming back strong in our society as it relates to other countries that's on its way to America. Trust me on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These, you see it on movies and things of this nature where they have the head of beast and mask on that resemble animals and things of this nature and all of this deformed stuff. that and they're engaging in sex at the same time. These type of orgies are to excite the gods that they're wearing and represent. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must understand that, people of God, hallelujah, that all of this is linked to the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. All of this is linked to the Spirit. There is a divine, spiritual something that happens when a man joins together with a woman. Praise the Lamb of God. There is something that does happen, praise the Lamb of God, in our coitus that is very, very spiritual. That's why the Bible says, man that enjoys himself with a harlot will become a harlot. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of the spiritual connection. Praise the Lamb. Not the physical, the spiritual. There's a spiritual transfer. Praise the Lamb of God. We must understand that. We must understand, hallelujah, and forbid ourselves from coming nigh, from getting on the threshold of the door, from participating in stuff that is ungodly, and we know it. Praise the Lamb of God. We're whipped with double stripes right now if we participate, because you know now. Praise the Lamb. Your eyes have been enlightened. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And this is coming back. This is coming back in other countries. There's clubs you can go to and participate in this kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's coming to a theater near you, I promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So our eyes must be open unto this. These people were in gross wickedness. Hallelujah. There is no way I could really describe to you the decadence and low living that had taking place, praise the Lamb of God, in this prophecy that comes forth from Micah, who is like God and has to deliver this message about uncleanliness, about ungodliness, about defilement, praise the Lamb of God, and about judgment on the people of God. Hallelujah. The one thing that can read is, praise the Lamb of God, that God is still merciful and kind even here, praise the Lamb of God, because he gives them a deliverance plan. He shows them the way of escape through repentance. He shows them that reproof, praise the Lamb of God, and restoration is available to them. Is available to them, Lamb of God. Now, a lot of this came forth because of their faithless leaders. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you have faithless leadership, you're going to have a weak and sick spiritual people. Hallelujah. When your leadership is weak, then your fellowship is weak. Praise the Lamb of God. And even weaker than your leadership. And this is what was taking place there during the times of these kings. Praise the Lamb of God, Rehoboam and those, praise God, that many of us don't even know because they live short periods of time. Hallelujah. When you read about the kings of Israel, those that were godly lived long periods of time, and those that were ungodly lived very short periods of time, and most of them were murdered. Praise the Lamb of God. Most of them was assassinated in their sleep or on their throne or out to battle or something of that nature. Somebody fell on them and killed them because of their gross wickedness. And as soon as they come into office in their leadership position as kings, you'll hear the word of the Lord say, and he did evil in the sight of God. He did wickedly in the sight of God. Praise the Lamb of God. So we understand that leadership is connected to fellowship, and that people suffer, praise the Lamb of God, when leadership is not doing their job, when leadership is not correcting. Sort of in the same boat with Hophni, Phinehas, and Eli. Leadership wasn't doing his job, and so God had to kill Hophni, Phinehas, who was the sons of Eli, and kill Eli also, and then start him a new priesthood over in Samuel. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, the same thing happens in the king's house. And many times, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes to the kings, God do the same thing. He purified all the way down to the last child, the son, so there will be no more sons born, praise the Lamb of God, that will be heir to the throne. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the successors, praise the Lamb, carry, hallelujah, that was born in this wickedness and reared up in this wickedness, carry the same spirit. Praise God. So he has to purify it and bring about a new, praise the Lamb of God, order. I have been ministering to people concerning generational curses and things of this nature. I just did this the other day with a lady, and I was telling them, praise the Lamb of God, that what needs to be done is a pact needs to be made with God concerning the buck stop here. Hallelujah. And that the curse that was on the forefathers and on the family will not be on my house. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Now, I did this.
Will not be in my house.
Hallelujah. That the curse will not be on my house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And many times you have to confess the sins. If you read the ninth chapter of Daniel, it will give you a good pattern of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. He prayed concerning the sins of the forefathers. Daniel really prayed that prayer in the ninth chapter of Daniel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Father, forgive your ancestors. Forgive those who didn't know him. Forgive their ignorance. Forgive their wickedness. Forgive their idolatries. And forgive me. He said, and forgive me as though he was just as wrong as they were. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody has to have the spiritual fortitude and tenacity, praise the Lamb of God, in recognizing their relationship with Jesus Christ, to go in the throne room and say, there's some other stuff we need to clear up here so that blessings can flow on my house and blessings can flow on my loved ones. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lest we live under this curse. And you don't want that, praise the Lamb of God. So we lift the curse, praise the Lamb of God, of generations. Hallelujah. Boy, and let me tell you something, people of God, you'll be surprised who in your lineage made a pact with a witch who went into a warlock's and paid her money, praise the Lamb of God. You would be surprised at who took the three-head lady gave him and told him to put it in this man's food, and who did this and that. Y'all better listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You will be surprised, praise the Lamb of God, what people do when they are desperate. Praise the Lamb of God, and in desperation. And so then you have to come back and be the herald, praise the Lamb of God, of a new generation, praise the Lamb, and make things right with God. And make things right with God, hallelujah, in a covenant relationship, and watch God honor it for you. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Clean up and erase the past and start you over brand new. That's what he was telling Moses out there. The prophet Darius, he told Moses, he said, I'll kill them all out here and start over with you. That's what he was telling them. Hallelujah. I kill this whole generation. All of these people that you have brought out of Egypt right here, and I start over with you.
Anew,
praise and afresh. What you want God to do is start over with you. Hallelujah. And then you must promise to teach your children and to teach your children to teach their children the ways of the Almighty. The ways of God. Hallelujah. You must do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a handed down thing. It's a handed down thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Abraham taught Isaac. Isaac taught Jacob. Jacob taught Joseph. Joseph went on to the grave. The prophet Moses comes on the scene, carries the children of Israel into the promised land, and God still used Joseph's bloodline to do it. Just kept it just why? Because of the covenant that was made with Abraham. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have a personal covenant with God and your family. You can do it. Praise the Lamb of God. And you ain't got to shed no blood, because Jesus' blood has already been shed for you.
Amen.
You already got the blood of the pure lamb to negotiate for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Use it. Use it, people of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, PSM Live. Those of you that are listening to my voice today, hallelujah, would like to order some of our books, some of our anointing oil, some of the healing water. Praise the Lamb of God. You can go to psmil.org, hallelujah, and place your orders there. Those of you who would like to donate, praise the Lamb of God, say this is good ground, good soil, good wholesome, truthful teachings. I would like to make a donation, help us stay on the air, to help support the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God, the gathering and all. Please go psmintl.org, praise the Lamb of Prophet Shakespeare Ministries .org, and praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, this is good soil, and you will reap the harvest for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, people of God, we are just out of time again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is our prophetic day. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, there will be more prophecies and things going forth. Praise the Lamb of God on tomorrow. I bless you for being a part of the show. Prophet Daryl, Althea, Sylvia, granddaughter, praise the Lamb of God, all of you.
Amen.
I see all of you down there, Bertha, all of you guys. Hallelujah, all the way to Albuquerque, the Bayou, Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, California, Mississippi, the Carolinas, hallelujah, praise the Owens and all of you guys down there. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Hallelujah. Shake a tree and tell somebody. The archives are here for them to listen to. Praise the Lamb of God 24/7. And we love you. We bless all of you. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about your future. Let the Lord do his thing in transforming us and making us.
God's work and walk in victory.
are over.